The one question you need to start asking yourself to take action on your dreams. Hi everyone, I'm Heather Gray and welcome to Business Mindset Mastery. Today we're diving deep into the concept of motivation because it goes hand in hand with mindset. Here's the thing, my take on motivation may be a little different from what you're usually hearing because typically people talk about motivation as what you need to fuel the power that's going to get you to your goals. If you want to lose weight, you have to be motivated to exercise more and eat less. If you want to save money, you have to be motivated to cut back on expenses. But here's the thing, motivation actually isn't the requirement for action. What you do need to do is ask yourself this one question instead. Do I have a goal or have I made a decision? If you're just setting a goal to lose 5 pounds, you get all the feels, the nervousness, the worries about hunger, feeling deprived, the scarcity mindset, the worries of failing because you've done this before and it hasn't worked, and you're getting yourself all tied up in knots, and before you know it, you've quit before you've even begun. But if you've made a decision and you've decided it's happening, and it's happening now, the question shifts to how. What do I need to do to lose 5 pounds? What do I need to do to start saving more money? How can I decrease my bottom line? How can I achieve a healthier, happier lifestyle? If you move the question from motivation to decision and you start focusing on the steps you need to take in that thought process, you've changed the game. No longer do you have to get yourself caught in that mind like scramble that happens for people of, oh, do I want to go to the gym today? Oh, like, yeah, I know I've already eaten out 3 times this week, or yeah, I know I had that business goal, but nobody's going to know if I didn't do it today. I can always do it tomorrow. We start talking ourselves out of goals because they're not finite, specific, measurable, or observable. But if we've made a decision, it doesn't matter what we think about it. It doesn't matter if we feel like going to the gym, if we feel like unplugging our cell phone and reconnecting with nature. We don't have to want these things in order to have decided that they're happening. That's where I want you to focus on, is what are your goals versus what are your decisions? And if you really want these goals to happen, if you're aspiring for bigger things than you are right now, and the life you have isn't the life you want, you have to start deciding it different. You have to start making a different choice to get a different outcome. And it's not going to happen with lofty goals. Goals give us the frame. Goals give us the idea of the destination, where we want to go. It gives us a little bit of a roadmap even. But the decisions, like how much gas do we need in the car? Does the car need to be serviced? Do I have enough fuel and food for the road? All of the little decisions that stop along the way to get us to our goal. That's what we need to focus on. The decisions and the choices we have that exist right in front of us every single day. If you're stuck on those 5 pounds you haven't lost, if you're still looking at your bank account and it's not where you want to be, if you're still sort of talking about a new business goal and you haven't pulled the trigger, ask yourself, have I set a goal? Or have I made a decision? And in that answer, you just might find your motivation. Thanks so much for joining me today. I hope you'll give me feedback on whether or not you like these short 5-minute audio clips that Anchor FM allows, or if you prefer me to extend it into a longer podcast episode with multiple segments. I'm welcome in opening your feedback, and I'm happy to hear from you and your thoughts, and feel free to call in with any questions, or you can write me at heather@choosetohaveitall.com. If you want to continue the discussion, you can always join me over on Facebook. I have a group called Choose to Have It All. Thanks so much, guys, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.